WBGO to 831. I'm Gary Walker, and we lost a brother in broadcasting early this morning. WBGO's own Glenn Crespo, who was a broadcaster extraordinaire, but so much more than that, because you could engage Glenn in a conversation just about everything and anything, and he would remember, you know, not the superficial conversations most of us have on a daily basis where someone's looking over your shoulder to find their next opportunity, but rather a conversation about something as meaningful to him anyway, and certainly to you, as classic films. He knew a lot about films and remembered what you knew and what you were touched by. Just a few months ago, I get an email on a Saturday night. I'm sitting in a chair, and I'm watching TV, and my little phone goes beep, and it's some kind of message, and it's a message from Glenn. And the message said, Earth versus the Flying Saucers is on MeTV. Well, first, I didn't know what MeTV was. And I discovered that I had it on Fios, tuned in and saw 90% of a film that I saw when I was like 8 years old. And I remembered that. Glenn was also a huge fan of the music. He loved his Tony Bennett. He loved his Frank Sinatra. And he was inspired by them, and he worked amongst the people that provided the New York metropolitan area with those kind of standards, people like Jim Lowe and people like William B. Williams. That was Glenn Crespo.
Yeah.
And we will miss him. And if you ever took the moment to engage him in conversation, you'll never forget it. You'll never forget it.
All those posts of the horror flicks, right?
Oh,
on Facebook.
Oh, I'm telling you. You know, and he would tell you, you got to look for, who was the guy that they dressed him up in like a mop? And he was one of these sea creatures. And Glenn said, it wasn't so much the story, but you got to look at the costume that they brought to the set. The guy basically had an O-Cedar mop stuck on his head and on various parts of his body. He was like, not lettuce man, but one of those. Some of you people know what I'm talking about right now. But it was, he knew those off the beaten path.
He did.
Movies. He knew all of them.
Chiller Theater was a local horror film production, right?
Yeah, right.
Bill Cardill was the host, right?
Yeah.
Glenn knew all about it. He goes, oh, here's my picture with Terminal Stare. And she was this lady that would be featured. She would come in, you know, this really wild looking lady.
Right.
And he goes, oh yeah, here's my picture with Terminal Stare. And we, Glenn, how do you know about Chiller Theater in Pittsburgh? He knew everything about it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, here's my photograph. We lost him early this morning, and it's a big loss here for those of us at WBGO and throughout the metropolitan area, those of you that may be listening right now that also were lucky enough to be touched by Glenn Crespo's presence.
It's a lot of people too, Gary. 74 degrees now in Newark, 73 in Central Park. Morning clouds and afternoon sun today, a high of 85. Glenn was indeed one of the top radio news anchors in New York and New Jersey since the late 70s and was a WBGO news anchor since 2012.
Let's have a check of news, weather, traffic, and sports with Glenn Crespo.
Well, Nicole, it's 65 degrees, cloudy skies in Newark and in Central Park, cloudy with a chance of light rain, evening drizzle, light rain after midnight, lows in the mid-50s.
Even though he liked horror films and was classic movie, like Gary mentioned, he also had a wonderful tone and delivery of the news. Glenn passed away this morning at the age of 64 following complications from a heart attack last week. His WBGO newscast received a National Prindy Award in 2016, and he was a part of this station's award-winning coverage of many breaking news events. Glenn Crespo graduated from St. John's University and began his radio career with WNEW in 1977. Spending the next 16 years with the news department, he worked for several other top radio stations. That includes CD 101, and most recently, it was doing some traffic news on WCBS AM. Glenn's dedication, loyalty, and humor made him one of the most respected and liked newsmen in the business. A devout Yankees fan, Glenn got to enjoy many World Series celebrations, and as we told you, a huge fan of horror movies. Glenn was born and raised in New York City, living in Morningside his entire life. His family has passed along that a memorial service will be held at a later date. Glenn Crespo, dead at the age of 64.
We'll miss you.